or the top of Nun Hey Amud Aleph. Here the Gemara is going to continue the discussion with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir's positions from the Mishnah. The Gemara basically spends very little time on their opinions and discusses another topic really today, which is this Mishnah that we're about to quote from Shkalim. It's not Hatam. We have a Mishnah over there. B'nei Hema Shinim Seit Yerushalayim LeMigdal Eder. If any animal that's found between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder, Ukhmidata L'chol Ruach. And that circumference, right, that circumference in the whole surrounding area of Yerushalayim, Zicharim Olot, if it's a Zachar, if it's a male animal that's found, then we consider it to be an Olah. Nikevot, if it's a female animal, Zivchei Shlamim, considered to be a Shlamim. Ela, Zicharim Olot, Duhavo, Zivchei Shlamim Olhavo. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Why, just because it's a male, then it's automatically an Olah, and not a Shlamim? Mean that an Olah can only come as a Zachar. But on the other hand, a Shlamim can be a Zachar or an Akevak, a male or female. So why do you say because, so we can understand why when you have a female you say it's a Shlamim. When you say it's a male, what does it mean that it's an Olah? Could be equally as possible that it is a Shlamim. So Amar Rabbi Oshia, Hacha bevad chol bidmehem askinan. Here we're talking about a person who's coming to obligate themselves by redeeming the animal and bringing the appropriate replacement animal. And this is what he means. Chashinan shema olot. Right? Then we say maybe it is an olah. V'rabi meirhi damar hekdesh v'meizid mitchalel. Right? So now, what does this person do? This person shows up here and says, listen, you know, we found this animal, and now he wants to deal with this animal that he found. So if it's a female, then we can assume it's a shlamim. He can redeem it on a different animal. This female animal, you can bring it as a shlamim, or you can even bring that animal as a shlamim. But when it comes to a zachar, when you find a zachar, there's a possibility that it is either an olah or it is a shlamim. So here, if this person wants to redeem this animal, then right, he has to do either bring two replacement animals or enough money to redeem it as if it's two possibilities. And what does he do? He says, if this animal is an olah, then the animal that's appropriate, or the money that's appropriate, will be an olah, and the other money will be a shlamim binidava, will be a voluntary shlamim. But on the other hand, if it was a shlamim, then the shlamim that I'm bringing, or the money that I'm assigning to a shlamim, will be replaced the shlamim, and the olah will come as a voluntary olah. So that's what a person, if they want to take care of this. Now, this is according to Rabbi Meir, this is why this is found here, is because this is according to Rabbi Meir that says, hekdesh b'meizid mitchalel. But over here, you're trying to remove hekdesh from an animal and move it on to the money, or move it on to other animals. Now, who was the one who said, or we know, that said that when you do this on purpose, intentionally, that you can move hekdesh from one item to another item? That is Rabbi Meir. So this will be according to, Rabbi Oshia says, this mission will be good according to Rabbi Meir, who says you can move Kedusha. When you do it intentionally, you can move a Kedusha from one animal to another animal. Okay, so now, obviously the question is, obviously, we know in other places you can move Kedusha, right, from one animal to the next. Why is it unique here that this is Rabbi Meir's position? And that's because you're doing it on a behemah tam, right, the behemah tamah, that you're doing it on an animal that does not have a mum over here. So generally, when we talk about kodshim, they have a mum in them, suli hamukdashim, they're called, right, then you can redeem such an animal. That, everybody agrees. Over here, this animal does not have a mum in it, right? If it doesn't have a mum in it, who gives you the right to remove the kedusha from the animal and move it on to another animal? Ella, you have to hold like Rabbi Meir, who says that when you do it intentionally, when you move kedusha intentionally, it's mitchalel, right? When it's mitchalel, it makes the original animal chulin, and the kedusha transfers to the new animal. So Gemara challenges that just from a basic principle and says, Kedusha Taguf mi mitchalel. Since when does Kedusha Taguf actually move? And we know again that when you makdish something with Kedusha Zamin, again, when you give something to the Migdash, or you makdish something, you can have two different types of Kedusha. You have Kedusha Zamin, which is a donation to the Migdash, where the actual item is not going to be used by the Migdash, but its monetary value is what you are giving to the Migdash. The other possibility is you have Kedusha Taguf, where you makdish something that's actually going to be used in the Mikdash, or put on the Mizbeach, more likely, right? Like an animal. You makdish it for an Olah, that's called Kedusha Taguf. Kedusha Taguf cannot be removed, right? You cannot redeem it, because it's not being given for its monetary value. The only time you can redeem it is if it gets a mum, if it gets a blemish in it. If it gets a blemish in it, then it's no longer ra'ui to go on the Mizbeach, and you can redeem it. But since when could you all of a sudden redeem animals that have kedusha the goof? That's not. Then we have a mission that says ein moel achar moel b'mukdashim, that you can't have me'ilah achar me'ilah, meaning that you can't, once someone has done or engaged in me'ilah with a certain object of hekdesh, then the next individual to use it does not violate me'ilah or does not have a problem of me'ilah. Why is that? Because the first one who did it made it chulin already. Whoever engaged with this item first was Mo'el. When he's Mo'el, the item changes from Kodesh to Chulin. If it's Chulin, the next person that engages with it is dealing with Chulin. Chut, what are the exceptions? Ela, Bebehema, Ukli Sharet Bilvat. The exceptions to that rule are animals and Kli Sharet. Why are animals and Kli Sharet exceptions to that rule? Because when it comes to other forms of Me'ilah, when you engage with them, you actually either change their status, consume them, or do something to them. A behema, even if you use the behema is still the exact same behema afterwards. Same thing with the Kli Sharet. Even if you take a gold goblet or use a silver or something from the Mikdash, right? It's still, after you, say, drank from it, it's still the same vessel afterwards. So your Me'ilah is actually the Hanah, the usage is your Me'ilah, but the object itself remains intact. And therefore there is what's called Me'ilah Achar Me'ilah in these instances, because your usage does not change or detract from the item in any way. It does not go out to Chulin, remains Behek Desho. If it remains intact, Desho, then the next person who comes to engage with it will also be over Me'ilah. And that's where the Mishnah gives an example. Keita, Hayiru Cheva Gabi Behema, if he was riding on an animal, right, Bach Habiro Rachav, each person who rides on the animal, right, the animal is still the same animal, still the same, and hekdesh afterwards, and each one of them is mobile in using the animal for their own benefit. Right? Hayash Roteb, a close shows the hav, was using a golden cup, right, that was a Kli Sharet, Bachavero Bashata, his friend came and drank, Bachavero Bashata, Kulam Ma'alu. In all these cases, everyone did Me'ilah, again, because the item remains intact, and the Me'ilah does not take it out to Chulin. So what do we say from this? We see from this that what are we talking about here? We're talking about a behema, an animal that was kadosh v'kedushas haguf. And when someone uses the animal, say for instance rides on it, and is moel in the animal remains kodesh afterwards. It does not mitchalel, does not turn into chulin. So how could you suggest before in the Mishnah from Shkalim, the advice to take this animal that you found, the zachar, and redeem it onto another animal to either be a shlamim and olah? How could you suggest to do such a thing? Even if you redeem it, the animal does not lose it to kedusha. We see that from the Mishnah in Mi'ilah. So where it says, no problem. Ha'i Rabbi Yehudahi, ha Rabbi Meir. So he says, well, that's it, fine. One Mishnah will be Rabbi Meir, and one Mishnah will be Rabbi Yehuda. Right? The Mishnah in Shkalim will be authored by Rabbi Meir. That Mishnah permits you to take an animal that has kedusha taguf and redeem it, right? Be mitchalel, to be mo'el in it, and it will change its status. The Mishnah in Me'ilah will be Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, even when you do something with Mezid, it's not Mitchalel, right? There is no Me'ilah by Mezid, it's not Mitchalel. So he'll be the author of the Mishnah in Me'ilah. So now the word says, Mid Rabbi Yehuda, Nishma the Rabbi Meir. But let's say, even if you think that the authors of these Mishnayot are different, ones that remain Rabbi Yehuda, let us, through Rabbi Yehuda, understand the position of Rabbi Meir. Why? Lava mar Rabbi Yehuda hekdesh v'shogeg mitchalel. Even though Rabbi Yehuda says hekdesh v'shogeg is mitchalel, right? That's what you were saying, Shaul. U'kedusha taguf lo mitchalel. Despite that, when it comes to kedusha taguf, he says it's not mitchalel. That meaning that even if you did it v'shogeg, right? Before we were just saying that, right, only b'meizid by Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't work. Now the Gemara is saying, no. Even if you did it b'shogeg, Rabbi Yehuda would believe that it's not mitzchalel because it's kadosh b'kedusha taguf. Right? Right. Right, so Rabbi Meir, nami. So let's say Rabbi Meir should be the same position. What? Avagav, the hekdesh b'meizid mitzchalel. Even though hekdesh b'meizid in general is mitzchalel, goes out to chulin when you use it, kedusha taguf, lo mitzchalel. Right, so that kedusha taguf won't remove. I mean that will be an exception to the rule, despite the fact that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda have positions where certain items do go into chulin. But Rabbi Yehuda says even in the cases where I believe things go to chulin, kedusha taguf is the exception. So say the same thing by Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir believes that in general, mezid it goes into chulin, but the exception will be kedusha taguf because kedusha taguf is a different category. It's a totally different category of kedusha. Mar says no. Hatam lo mekaven lapkinu l'chulin. No, this is a difference. Why? The Mishnah in Mi'ilah that we were talking about over there, they didn't intend to remove the Kedusha from the animal. Meaning that they were doing it b'shogeg, according to Rabbi Yehuda. When you talk about Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, when you do something b'shogeg, right, then it's mitchalel. But when it comes to Kedusha Zaguf, it's not mitchalel. That's because when someone does a b'shogeg, their intent is not to remove the Kedusha from the animal. That's not true when it comes to Rabbi Meir. When Rabbi Meir is talking about his case of chulin, he's talking about mazes. There, it's clearly the intent is to remove the Kedusha from the animal. So Rabbi Meir would hold that that will work even with Kedusha Zaguf. Maybe the failure of mitchalel to work for Kedusha Zaguf for Rabbi Yehuda has to do with the category in which we're talking. That's shogeg. But if you're talking about Rabbi Meir is in a different category when he thinks chulin. You can make something chulin, that's mazes. Someone has specific intent to remove it, the Kedusha from it, maybe that would work even with Kedusha Haguf. So where is it? Imar Dishmait Le Rabbi Meir B'Kodshei Kadoshim. Alright, so maybe we hear this position from Rabbi Meir when it comes to Kodshei Kadoshim. B'Kodshim Kalim Mishmait Le. Since when did we hear his position also by Kodshim Kalim? So here we talked about Kodshei Kadoshim, we're talking about, right, Korbanot, Olot, and stuff like that. How do you know that it also works by Kodshim Kalim? Right, the obvious answer is Kal v'chomer. Right, that it should be a simple Kal v'chomer. If he holds this position by Kodshei Kadoshim, then certainly he holds it by Kodshei Kalim. Kodshei Kadoshim is Chalim. Kodshim Kalim lo Koshkim. If you can remove Kedusha from the Kodshei Kadoshim, which is a much higher form or level of Kedusha, then you certainly can remove it from Kodshim Kalim. Itmar Nami, similar statement, Amri Rav Chamar Bar. It's got to be Ukva, because Rabbi Akiva doesn't make sense, right? Rabbi Akiva didn't have a son named Rabbi Chama. So it's Bar Ukva. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Omer Haya, Rabbi Meir, Hekdesh b'mezid mitchalel. Right? Rabbi Meir explicitly states that Hekdesh, in when you do it on purpose, is mitchalel. B'shogei ain mitchalel. When you do it, right, unintentionally, it is not mitchalel. It does not go out to chulin. Echad kodshei kodoshim, ve'echad kodshim kalim. Right? Doesn't matter, irrespective of whether it's Kodshei Kadoshim or Kodshim Kalim, both of them will be mitchalel. So Kal v'chomer, right? Because it's a Kal v'chomer. Why? Kodshei Kadoshim mitchalel. Kodshim Kalim lo koshkein. Right? If Kodshei Kadoshim are mitchalel, certainly, right? Then Kodshim Kalim lo koshkein. Right? Now the Gemara says, Kahi bo Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was surprised or unable to accept this position of Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia, till this point, basically set up the Mishnah in Shkalim is authored by Rabbi Meir, and therefore we intentionally try to remove the Kedusha from these animals, this animal that's found outside of Yerushalayim, you intentionally try to remove it, even though generally we don't, right, remove Kedusha Zaguf, this will be overcome by the fact that you're intending to remove the Kedusha and that'll be able to work. The Mishnah in Me'ilah, who says that there is Me'ilah after Me'ilah when it comes to animals, will be authored by Rabbi Yehuda, who says that only b'shogei, right, do you mitchalel. So therefore, if it was a case of mezid, it's not mitchalel. If it's a case of shogei, even though generally Rabbi Yehuda believes it's mitchalel, over here it's kedusha zaguf, and you can't remove kedusha zaguf, because you're not intending, at least here, you're not intending to remove the kedusha, therefore it will remain its kedusha. If multiple people use the animal, each one of them will be moel. So Yochanan says, I can't, how do you do that? Chi omrim la'adam amod v'chatei b'shvil shetizkeh. Since when do we tell a person to do something wrong in order to rectify a situation? Over here, what's this person? He finds an animal outside of Yerushalayim, so he's trying to rectify the problem, which is that this animal is probably Kodesh, right? And he wants to begin on the Mizbeach. So we tell him to do it and to be Mitchalel, so now that you can figure out, bring two proper animals onto the Mizbeach. Since when do we suggest to a person do something wrong in order to rectify a situation? Alam Rabbi Yochanan, Mamsin La Chitumam. No way. You wait for this animal till it gets a mum in it. Umaiti shtei behemot, umatnet. Then you bring two animals, right? And say, if this animal, this zachar was an ola, then the other, this animal in front of me will be an ola, right? We'll exchange it onto the other animal, make it into an ola, and the other one will be a shlamim bin nidava. If it was a shlamim, then the shlamim is replacing it, and the ola is an ola nidava. The difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yoshi is that Rabbi Yoshi did not demand that you wait until there's a blemish in it. He said you can remove the Kedusha Zaguf. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you wait for a mum. When you wait for a mum, there's no Isur. That's what you're supposed to do. The animal of Kodesh, right, that has a mum in it, you redeem it. Even. Oh, so even, that's a good question. So I don't, it's not clear. You can see Rashi brings down. Right? It's not clear, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what is Rabbi Meir's position. He doesn't attack Rabbi Meir's position. All he says is, this is not the intention, even if Rabbi Meir's din is true, which is that made it its mitchalel, even if it's Lushas Aguf, there's still a restriction. Because behemoth mizbeach, asur l'chalala tmima. Shnimer im behemah tmeya, ufada berkecha. Only an animal with a mum is allowed to be redeemed. That means that behemoth tmeya is not allowed to be redeemed, but it doesn't necessarily tell you what Rabbi Meir's position is. Rabbi Yochanan may agree with Rabbi Oshia to what Rabbi Meir's position is, he just says you can't do that. Alright, so Amar Mar, right, Zicharim Olot. Right, so if it's a Zachar, it's a Ola. Okay, so now, we said that, what else are we going to do? We're going to bring an Ola, and we'll be Choshesh for a Shlamim. So when it says, Dilma Todahi. Wait a minute, if it's a Zachar, it could also be a Todah. A Todah is a souped up Shlamim, right? It's a Shlamim with Lechem on it. So why does it? The Gemara says, the Maiti Nami Todah. So he has to bring a Todah. So he's actually now bringing three animals. He's bringing a Shlamim, right? A Ola, and a Todah. So Gemara says, Babai Lechem. He's going to bring a Todah. He's got to bring Lechem with him. It's right. The Maiti Nami Lechem. He brings Lechem along with it too. So now he's bringing, you know, it's getting more and more expensive that he found this Zachar Kochim here. So Gemara says, well, the Bilma Ashamu. Asham also comes as an Ayo, which is a male behemah, right? It's a, and if it's an Ayo, then why can't this also be an Asham? Mazez, no. Asham is an Ayo, which is a Ben Shteshanim, right? An Ayo is already 2 years old, right? The Ishtakach, the animal that we found, was a Ben Shana, was 1 year old, right? So we found a 1 year old animal. In that instance, right, if we find a 1 year animal, it could be a Todar Shlamim, right? Which come male or female, but it comes as a Keves, right? Or as a Seir, right? Or Keves or Kibsa. Right, the Eretz Yirah, which are all 1 year old, and an Ola, right, which also can be, also only comes as a Kevet and a Sa'ir, but they're all 1 year, right, they're all 1 year old.
They cannot be,
they have to be the Shadar. Right. V'dilma, Asham Mitzorah, who? V'Asham Nazir. Well, if you want to deal with 1 year old, we could deal with an Asham Mitzorah and Asham Nazir. Gemara says, Lo Shechichi. That's not a common occurrence. We're not going to worry about an Asham Mitzorah and Asham Nazir walking around. These are, even though they come from a keves, which is a 1 year old, that's not the type of thing that typically is around Yerushalayim. Those are unusual cases, and we're not going to be choshish for that. So Mar says, the Dilma Pesachu. The other possibility, what comes as Ben Shana, right? That the, it comes, right, as a Gdi, or a keves, it comes as 1 year old. It doesn't come as a Bakar, right? So that's where Shlamim can come as a Bakar. There's Pesach, Mizmanos, Mizar Zhirebei. Now when it comes to Pesach and it's time, people watch it. People don't let their Pesach run away. That's something that people are very careful about. So it says, Lo Shalob Bizmano, Shlamim Ho. And if it's a Pesach Shalob Bizmano, it turns into a Shlamim. And we already covered the category of Shlamim because you're already bringing a Shlamim.
When the verb something deals with that, why is it usually not right? Because it got lost.
Right.
Which kind of...
Alright, so Tosas, that's your question. Very good, Joel. If they're Mizar Zoyer in Pesach, how do you have a lost Pesach that ends up being Pesach Shavar Zmano? So Tosas gives a number of possibilities. One possibility is that he brought it Lachrayut. If there's a cases where you end up with an extra Pesach over here where he won't be Mizar Zoyer, which is that he brought two stock in. One has a guarantee as the other one. And when he brought the first one, the other one he starts, you know, he doesn't, not so careful about. Or he became Tameh, which was that he was Mizar Zari, but then once he became Tameh, he turned into a Shlamim, he was left Zahir. So it comes up with cases where you can have it that even though he was Zahir in the Pesach, it's possible that he misses the Korban Pesach, and then he's not so Zahir about it, and the Pesach Shlom Bismano is a Shlamim. Again, Pesach that was Nikdash Liot Pesach, and then Pesach passes, it won't be able to use next year because it's already over 1 year old. So now the Gemara says, the Dilma Bechor Maser Ninu. Wait, there's a possibility. This is a Bechor Maser. So when it says my hokus, so what's the difference if it is a bechor maaser? So mechlinu b'muman. Right? What do you do with a bechor and a maaser? A suffix bechor and a suffix maaser. What do? You wait for it to get a muminus. And when it gets a muminus, right, then you eat it. You're allowed to eat it and not bring it onto the mizbeach. You don't have to bring it out. If they are tamim, right, when it comes to a maaser or bechor that are tamim, you bring them as a korban on the mizbeach. But if they're mumim, you eat them. You just have to treat them with a special level of kedusha. You can't sell them in the shuk. You can't cut them up. You have to do specific things with them. But that's going to be the case anyway here anyway. Why? Right? According to Rabbi Yochanan. This is all according to Rabbi Yochanan, right? According to Rabbi Yochanan, if you have to wait for a mum anyway, right? If you're waiting for a mum, then you have sulem igdoshim, and you're going to redeem it. So you have sulem igdoshim have the same dinim as matan bechor with a mum in it. which is that you have to eat it, and you have to treat it in a certain way. So there's no additional halachot that will come out if you wait for the Daniel to get a mom and it happens to be a bechor or a matzer. So when it says, Hakanami b'mumam midachle, this also gets eaten by mom, and that's what you end up doing with this Suvei HaMikdoshim over here. Right? Because we're talking about a mom. So anytime there's a mom, right, Rabbi Yoshua doesn't require a mom at all. So the fact that we're already talking about that the animal has a mom must be it's Rabbi Yochanan's position. Okay. So Amar Mar, right, Nikkevot Zivchei Shlamim. You assume that if it was a female, it has to be a Zivchei Shlamim. So it says, Dilma Todahi. Why can't it be a Todah? Right, if a Todah is just a souped up Shlamim, then it could be a male or a female. So it says, the mighty Todah. Again, he brings an additional Todah. Alright, so it says, Rabin and Lechem, the same problem we had before with the Todah, you need the breast, the mighty Nami Lechem. So again, if he finds here, we're going to tell you, if he finds a female, right, then he's going to bring it a Shlamim, a Todah, with Dilma Chatoki. Wait a minute, a chatas also comes as a female. So why can't you say, hi, chatasi? So it says, when it says, chatas, bachnoto. A chatas is a, right, a sira or kibda, which is 1 year old. Ve'ishakach, bachdeshanim. And over here, we're talking about something that found that's 2 years old. When it says, ve'gdilma chatas shavrashnata. When it says, wait, but maybe it's a chatas that was 1 year old, now is older. When it says that, lushchiach, that's the same thing, Hashem, it's Torah, Hashem, Nazir. To have a chatos that's been left around and now it's over up to 2 years, that's unlikely. So when it says, ishtakach bashnatamai, which old is asking, what happens if they find that? If they find a 1 year old animal. Alright, you said it's a 2 year old animal, but what happens if it's actually a 1 year old animal? So the Gemara says, my tanya, chanina bin chachina omer, eiz bashnata lechatat. Right? A eiz, right, that's found, a goat that's found that's 1 year old, lechatat, goes for a chatat. Right, says chatat chakadatcha. How could you bring it as a chatos? Right, you don't bring right an animal as a chatos. You have all these svekot here. El amar abai kichatat. It has the din like a chatat. Comes from the kippa. He made the meila. If there's a suspicion that this animal could be a chatat, and it gets treated like the din of a chatos that has a safek in it that can't be brought in his back. What happens to a chatos that has a problem in it? First of all, if the balim died, or if it was nevad and another chatos was brought. The chamesh chataot that have the din, which is chamesh chataot metos. They get to death. They're locked up, and we withhold food from the animal, and the animal dies because the chatos cannot be replaced. Why can the chatos not be replaced? Because the chatos cannot be brought as a nidava, as a voluntary offering. So if there is suspicion that this is a chatos here, you can't do anything. Why? Because there's no way to redeem the animal. Because as long as there's suspicion that there is a chatos, no matter what you do to remove the kedusha from this animal onto other animals, you can take care of the shlamim, you can take care of the todah aspect. The thing you can't take care of is the chatas aspect. Because you can't take care of the chatas aspect, the chatas remains the suffix chatas. Because if it's suffix chatas, it gets the din of a chatas, which is kotzin otel the kippa, right? And behi made the meila, then it dies. Okay, we're gonna, I think we'll stop over here, because the next Mishnah goes all the way into the